This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Rain is slowly returning to the state to relieve the dry soils. We'll have more from the state climatologist for Iowa, Dr. Justin Glisson, right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
As harvest continues across the state, there's been very little relief from the excessively dry weather. In fact, the drought monitor has only continued to expand in more areas. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said that while the weather has been good for harvest progress, the consequences of the lack of moisture are becoming a bigger problem.
Looking at the map, we've seen expansion of drought conditions, particularly that D1 moderate drought category, from basically along the I-80 corridor, and then we have a little pocket of D0, abnormally dry conditions, not drought, but more reflective of 30 to 60 day dryness. And, you know, we've talked about this before. September was the driest September in 152 years of records. Through the 23rd of October, we're running about 10% of normal on precipitation. So second driest October on record. If you put the 2 months together right now with November to go, the driest fall on record. So when you're seeing that D1 and D2 across the map, those are reflective of, 3 to 4 month precipitation deficits on the order of 4 to 6 inches. And again, we've missed out on a lot of fall rainfall, which, on the bright side, we've had pretty fast harvest as well.
Fortunately, Glisson said there is some hope for moisture in the near future. For more information, visit iowaagriculture.gov/climatology-bureau. And as always, find more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.